Welcome inside SteveIllPodcast.com. It's now time for our second installment here with April Ristow of Armillary Coaching and Mark Watlock of Advantage Computer Training. We're getting all the details and the scoop on the Sales Excellence Academy. Don't forget to visit them online at www.salesacademyseville.com. Take it away, April and Mark.
So, Mark.
Yes.
We are less than a month away from the Sales Excellence Academy. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it's been. It's happened so fast, especially the last month.
Time is flying by, but I'm so excited. How about you?
I am very, very excited.
Why are you excited?
I am excited because we got such a good program to put on. That's what I'm excited about.
Give me an example.
Well, there's going to be your session, and then there's going to be my session, and we have a number of other speakers. We've got Dee Dee Stewart, who's going to be doing her session, and we have Mary Jean Jaggers as well. So we have quite a group of people.
And you forgot Paula Paganakis.
I did, but I knew you were going to mention that.
And she seems to be the one that people are really excited to come because it's such a different topic, which is etiquette over lunch.
Being done over lunch. She's going to teach us how to eat lunch and how to act at lunch over lunch.
And so we're giving Paula's secrets away, and she's not even with us yet. So let's talk to one of our participants who has been gracious enough to join us today. So Maggie Morris from United Bank is here. Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I know from the first time I started talking about this workshop, you were so excited, and you're like, I'm coming. I don't care if work pays for it or not, I'm going to find a way to be there.
Absolutely. I said, if I have to pay for it, I'm coming. I'll be there.
What was it that attracted you to the workshop?
I think one of the things, you get stale in what you do on a day-to-day basis. So going to a workshop gives you, it kind of boosts you up, and you know, you get some fresh ideas, and it really helps you in the workplace and at home as well.
Excellent. Was there any one particular thing that kind of stood out to you that you're like, oh, that sounds so interesting?
Yeah, I think the working on setting goals, because we're right around the corner from New Year's, and you get in the habit of doing, you know, okay, I'm going to set all these goals, and you do the same thing over and over every year, and some things work, some things don't work. And I think that participating in something like this, you're going to get, it's really networking too. Mm-hmm. And you get some fresh ideas from other people, you know, some successful people, you get some really good ideas.
Excellent. Mark, did you hear that? She was excited about my session.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think I have a response.
And, you know, Maggie, I didn't even think about the fact that where we were timing this workshop and having a session around goal setting and with the New Year's and New Year's resolutions, I didn't even think about that. So you've given me also a new way of looking at the way that I deliver my own session. So I appreciate that.
I mean, I'm looking at it for personal, too, because, you know, everybody think about it every year. Okay, I'm going to lose all this weight, and here we go again. You know, but no, the other thing that I was thinking about, too, it's hard to find ways to follow up, and I think that's your piece. So, you know, doing the follow up and setting things up in your system. So that I need help with as well.
Maggie, tell us what exactly you do for a living.
I'm a branch manager at United Bank, and we're responsible for calling on customers and making a good impression and trying to find ways to make them interested in banking with us.
Well, I notice it doesn't say sales in your title, but you certainly have elements of sales in what you do.
I definitely do. And I think if you think about it, even if you're not directly in a sales position, if you work for a company, you're going to be selling your company no matter what you do. And I'm in a position front line, you know, dealing with customers and trying to make them happy, keep them with us, as well as trying to bring on new business.
And I think a lot of small business owners are in the same boat. They don't have sales in front of their job title, but they're certainly selling their business to people every single day. So even if you're a computer technician going out making repair calls, you're in a position to sell something to somebody or at least represent your organization. So some of these skills might be important for you to have, even though you're not a salesperson at all.
Absolutely. I agree.
So, Maggie, going back to the setting goals, you mentioned that it's all kinds of goals, as far as it can be your sales goals, it can be goals for losing weight. So it really is all about personal goals too. So,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to be successful at what you do. I mean, that's what it's all about. If you're going to work, you want to be good at what you do. And our bank is changing the strategy of how they how we come across to our customers. So that's a big part of why I wanted to come to this session, you know, to get some ideas.
Maggie, like Mark said, sales isn't in your actual job title, but relationship management is, and that's a big part of sales and service. And so I think that's where United is going, is really about building relationships with clients, especially in this changing time in the banking world.
That's right. I mean, we want to be all about relationships. We don't want to go visit a customer and go, do you need this? Do you need this? Do you need that? We want to ask, how is the business going? How is your business working for you? What are you having trouble with? And trying to find ways to help them meet their goals.
Mm-hmm. How long have you worked at United?
I've been with them for 3 years, and I've been in banking for 25.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. excellent. So mm-hmm. anything else around the workshop that you wanted to share with us?
I don't know if you're going to do LinkedIn or Twitter, but I need some help in that area. I really do.
You will definitely get some tips in the social media area with Mary Jean Jaggers, who's also one of our speakers. So you'll definitely get some tips around.
And I think the other thing that you had mentioned, the etiquette at eating, you know, eating lunch, you know, I'm okay with eating with clients and so forth, but buffets, the rights and the wrongs of, you know, how you go up and knock people out of the way and eat. I don't know.
But yeah, that's what we do. I don't know, Mark. Isn't that what you do?
That's how I was taught.
But I just thought that, you know, I need a little bit of guidance in that.
Well, and I think Paula is going to make that a lot of fun. Yeah. And then, of course, between Mark and I and our other speaker, Dee Dee Stewart or Denise Stewart, she's going to be telling us how to tell our story. And we've heard the 60-second mm-hmm. elevator speech and all of that. But she's going to help us tell our story in a real way. And Denise is a lot of fun and very energetic. And I have no doubt you will learn something from that, as you said, as you go out to these clients and you learn their story. But you need to tell your story as well. So I think you'll get a lot of information from her, too.
That sounds really good, because making that first impression, I mean, that lasts. And if you either make it or break it, and if you don't make it, they don't come back to you. So that sounds really good.
But Denise is also our first speaker of the day, and that didn't happen by accident.
We hope to get everybody energized and ready for a fun day of learning.
It sounds great.
Is there anything else about United you want to share with us?
I just think, I'm just going to say, it's the best bank in the state. I mean, we're a large bank, but we operate with a community banking feel. So I think that's why our customers like us. We're all about customer service. So yeah, I do want to put that out there. We're a great bank.
That's where Denise banks. And I have to give a plug to United Bank as well. They've been fantastic for me and helping me get my business started with the support from John Gobble and also from Maggie and Mac Weems as well. And I know Mac is also attending, so look forward to having you guys there.
It'll be fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was April Ristow of Armillary Coaching and Mark Watlock of Advantage Computer Training. Don't forget to join them on December 6th at the Omni Hotel for the Sales Excellence Academy. Visit them online at www.salesacademyseville.com.